please, everybody, stand up, let Sheriff Joe know how much we all love him.
At a Tea Party meeting in Sun City West, Joe Arpaio is a rock star with this crowd of mostly white senior citizens. He's beloved here for leading the state's efforts to crack down on illegal immigration and for stumping alongside Donald Trump. The evening's raffle prize is an autographed pair of the pink boxer shorts the sheriff makes his inmates wear.
284597. There's our winner.
Sue Stock won the pink underwear and was thrilled.
We're going to frame it and put it in the living room.
Arpaio's national fan base has allowed him to raise more money for his campaign than Arizona Governor Doug Ducey did for his race 2 years ago. That means Arpaio has money on hand to blitz the airwaves with TV ads. Arpaio's been in office nearly 24 years. Stock and her husband, AJ, are rooting for Arpaio to win a seventh term at the age of 84.
If he was 150 years old, he's going to do more good. He knows how to get the job done. And for anyone else to catch up to what he knows now, it's going to take for forever. So, I mean, if he was in a wheelchair on oxygen, he's going to do a better job.
At this particular appearance, Arpaio vowed to keep investigating President Barack Obama's birth certificate. He also mentioned liberal billionaire George Soros is spending money attacking him.
It's not because they love somebody else. They just don't like me.
A group reportedly backed by Soros sent flyers to voters attacking the sheriff for failing to investigate sex crimes and for his legal troubles. 3 years ago, a judge found Arpaio's immigration enforcement efforts racially profiled Latinos. The sheriff ignored the judge's orders. Now federal prosecutors might charge him with criminal contempt of court. The legal case has already cost taxpayers almost $50 million. And for the first time in recent memory, polls show Arpaio in danger of losing.
One of my problems I've had, I haven't been able to rectify it. I love to get to the Latino community and talk to them. It's very difficult. Some of them think I'm the devil and all. I'm a nice guy. If I can get to talk to them, hey, I'll sway them my way.
Good morning. Is Blanca home?
Yeah, this is she.
22-year-old Maria Castro is going door-to-door in this heavily Latino neighborhood in South Phoenix, urging minority and young voters to turn out against Arpaio.
We've had enough of living in fear, you know, and our people aren't scared anymore.
Arpaio's been in office Castro's entire life. She's a paid canvasser with a campaign called Basta Arpaio, for the Spanish word that means enough. This work is personal to her. Her mother is from Mexico and doesn't have legal status. Castro's mother no longer works because Arpaio used to do raids targeting immigrants working without papers.
I'm the main breadwinner in my household, and I'm doing this because I know that's a really real fear. My mom's been taken from us before, and I don't want that to happen again.
Arpaio's opponent, Democrat Paul Penzone, is benefiting from all this anti-Arpaio organizing.
That's not a common thing you see in law enforcement, where a leader has just disappointed constituents that aggressively.
Penzone is a former Phoenix police sergeant who ran against the sheriff 4 years ago and lost in a three-way race. This year, he's the sole challenger. He says people want a sheriff, not a celebrity.
It shouldn't be that I go to another place in the country or outside the country and they know who our sheriff is, and it's for all the wrong reasons, and that's what's even more disturbing.
Penzone is financially outmatched by Arpaio, but he's hoping that after 24 years, Maricopa County is ready for a new sheriff. I'm Jude Jaffe Block in Phoenix.